Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week, we had three posts on sportsmedres.org, that's res.org. The first post reported a study where the authors found that a group of individuals with chronic ankle instability have sensory motor system deficits compared with a group of healthy controls, or COPERS. However, the authors found no mechanical differences between any of the groups. In the second post, we shared the IOC's consensus statement on harassment and abuse in sport. Finally, our third post reviewed a study where the authors found that athletes who report numerous concussion symptoms during baseline testing may experience greater neurocognitive impairment after a concussion compared with athletes who do not report baseline symptoms. If we take a closer look at the first post, we see that individuals with chronic ankle instability had less spinal excitability in the soleus muscle compared with the COPER and healthy control groups. However, spinal reflex excitability was not different between COPERS and healthy controls. The authors found no differences between COPERS, healthy controls, and people with chronic ankle instability for ankle laxity measures. The data from this study support the idea that the differences between individuals with chronic ankle instability versus those who cope after an ankle sprain may have more to do with changes in the sensory motor system than ankle laxity. Other studies have reported neuroexcitability deficits in people with chronic ankle instability, but this study highlights the potential need for appropriate interventions to address neuroexcitability deficits. Potentially, certain therapeutic interventions that affect nervous system excitability, such as joint mobilizations and manipulations, muscle energy technique, cryotherapy, or transcutaneous electrical stimulation, could be used for patients with chronic ankle instability. However, we don't know if or how these common clinical interventions would impact the neuroexcitability changes of the soleus in patients with chronic ankle instability. It's also difficult for most clinicians to easily assess spinal reflex excitability and may force them to rely on subjective clinical complaints. Additionally, we also need prospective studies because we don't know if the presence of these neural deficits can predict who will struggle with chronic ankle instability or those that will be able to cope effectively. Fortunately, many of these interventions that could help are low cost, low risk, and many of them are commonly available in many clinical settings. Therefore, it may be a good idea for clinicians to incorporate some of these techniques into rehabilitation protocols of patients with a history of recurrent ankle sprains or chronic ankle instability. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a news article about a study that found that repetitive subconcussive impacts among collegiate football players were associated with changes in near-point convergence ocular motor function among players in a higher impact group. It was noted that near-point of convergence normalized after a 3-week rest period. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking to get an early start with their evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 4 online courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website, and we'll have links to all of our posts, the news article, and these courses on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.